Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Influence on your money with Money FM 89.3.
I'm Michelle Martin. Good morning. Today we look at ideas for you to be able to invest in yourself, invest in a good night's sleep. I don't know about you, but I would just like to get through the night without waking up once. My goal is simple. But here in Singapore, unfortunately, I'm not alone. Singaporeans are amongst the most sleep deprived worldwide. Did you know that here in Singapore, we are the third most sleep deprived of 43 cities profiled in a report recently? Hopefully, we hear some ideas from Dr. Vincent Chandrawinata today that helps us get over the silent pandemic. He is the founder of Renovatio Bioscience. I refuse to snooze on this show, Dr. Vincent. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me on the show.
So why is the idea of sleep top of your mind recently, Dr. Vince?
Well, I think especially after COVID pandemic and lockdown, series of lockdowns, I really think that I'm one of these people who sort of kind of lose our routine. And a lot of that is due to our sleeping pattern and sleeping quality. And we are talking about the pandemic, we're talking about the viruses, we're talking about the economy, but there is this one thing that we're not talking about it, but everybody is suffering from it. Everybody is being affected by it. And believe it or not, the sleep deprivation problem actually is costing countries, cities like Singapore, Australia, a lot of economic injury. And this is why I feel that we need to talk about it, because like you said, it is a silent epidemic that is actually very harmful for us.
You're right. We don't talk about it because I think people like to, maybe people think other people are better at sleep, or they think it's trivial, or they think that to be productive, you should have as less sleep as possible. Let's get back to basics, Dr. Vince. How do we ensure we get enough sleep in our increasingly connected world?
I think what we are doing while we are awake is very fundamental in making sure we have a good quality night's sleep. Mm. And a lot of people don't understand, or probably they don't realize this, that what we are doing while we are awake actually are very important, more than what we are doing just before we go to bed. So you mentioned about the ultra-connected world that we have here. Our smartphone, our computer, iPads, tablets, they're all emitting this blue light that can alter our brain perception of our circadian rhythm, so our natural body clock. So being bombarded by these blue lights all the time sort of kind of shift the way that our brain perceives time. So when the time comes for us, our brain is not necessarily producing the correct chemicals in our brain, neurotransmitters, to tell our body that it is time to slow down, it is time to rest. So one thing that we have to be really, really conscious about is limiting our screen time after dinner. So things like Instagram, social media, TikTok, not only it is altering our brain perception of our circadian rhythm, it also sort of kind of make us want to engage. It overstimulates our brain. And we all know that if you overstimulate your brain, it's actually really hard for our brain to sort of kind of shut down, slow down, and allow you to go to bed. Mm. And when you go to bed during your REM cycle, and when you wake up, if you wake up, please don't go and pick up your phone and say that, oh, I can't go to bed, I can't go to sleep, and then you start scrolling.
Because guilty! I'm guilty.
We are all guilty as charged when it comes to this. This is why I know, from my own experience, you said, oh, I can't go to bed, I can't go back to bed, I can't go back to sleep. And then before you know it, it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And this can turn into a vicious cycle. I mean, one of the statistics that I found in Australia is that 40% of adults, working adults, experiencing some form of inadequate sleep. And this actually is estimated to cost the economy around $1.8 billion, which is like $246 per person, which if you extrapolate the data into a larger population, our global population, it is actually very significant. And as you said before, a lot of people don't talk about it because maybe we don't realize the importance and the significance of sleep.
Yeah, I want to bring you back to that point of you wake up in the middle of the night and then you reach for your phone because you think, I can't, I'm awake. I need to do something. I need to read. But why does that keep us awake? We hear about blue light. Is that a myth that the blue light that the devices send our way keep us up?
It's not a myth. It is basically altering your brain perception of daylight or darkness. Our body is very attuned to it, you know, sunrise and sunset. And however, in this modern world, there's no more sort of kind of clear cut as to what time you actually go to bed or whether you actually see sunlight when you're awake in the morning. We're all very dependent on our alarm clock. However, when you introduce another aspect that alters the work or the system of our brain, which is blue light, your brain itself kind of being stimulated to be awake and alert.
Mm-hmm.
And that in turn affects your breathing, affects your adrenaline production, and it also affects your circulation system. As your heart beats faster, your circulation gets more active, it becomes even harder for yourself to fall asleep, especially if you're doing things like if you check your TikTok account or if you check your crypto account and you started worrying, is it time to buy or is it time to hold on? Is it time to sell? And you start thinking about all of these aspects of life, which is important, but do it the next morning. Don't do it at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Help yourself. So keep off social media. Don't pick up that phone in the middle of the night if you can't sleep. So what you say, you know, what you do is more important during your waking hours. What should we be doing before bedtime, Dr. Vince?
So throughout the day, I always say this is the boring stuff. Better diet, food, water, supplement. They are all very, very important because obviously sleep is a natural body function. And to have a good bodily function, you have to have a healthy body. So increase the quantity and the quality of your diet. Include more plant-based products because usually, most of the time, if you try to substitute your food items with plant-based food, you are more than likely to eat more natural form of the food rather than the highly processed foods. And that helps your body to regulate not only the digestive system, but also our insulin response. You don't really want to be eating sugary food or heavy dessert at dinner because then your body has to process all of this energy and you will end up, you know, staying awake until 12 o'clock or wake up in the middle of the night because your body has not finished with processing all of this food that you just ate.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing also, your posture during the day. A lot of us now, we are working in the office. Some of us have like the standing desk, which is amazing. If you don't have a standing desk, make sure that you get up, do something, go to the water cooler or make a circle around the office because what seems trivial actually increases your lung capacity. Because when you're sitting down and if you slouch, what happens is that you can reduce your lung capacity up to 30%. Basically, you're suffocating yourself.
Oh.
And if you don't have a good breathing when you are awake, it actually will negatively impact your breathing when you're asleep. And if you do this to your body every day, it can actually induce sleep apnea and snoring, and that will then lead to insomnia because you can't breathe properly.
Okay. I like how you say you should do a brain dump before bed. So keep away from social media. Don't make decisions like should you buy or sell, or don't look at your investment portfolio, I think. But you say a brain dump is a good idea. Why is that?
Because if you don't do a brain dump, and brain dump can be writing your diary, talking to your partner, talking to your friends, your parents, or basic cloud, because if you don't do that, you are three times as likely to overthink any problem or to overplay any situation. Ourselves talking about that thought or the idea, it actually helps our brain to not overthink anything. And you're absolutely right in terms of look at your investment portfolio because A, if you're making a lot of good decisions, your brain is in the celebratory mode, then you can't go to sleep.
Yep.
If you're making slightly bad decisions, you will get worried about that and you can't go to sleep. So yes, you're absolutely right, Michelle. Do not look at your investment portfolio half an hour before bed.
All right, some great tips from Dr. Vincent Chandrawinata today. You want to eat more plant-based food. You want to consider your posture, because that relates to your oxygen levels, which in turn affects your ability to sleep. Exercise, Dr. Vince, we have to exercise to sleep well?
Yes, obviously you don't exercise right before bed.
Okay.
I'm talking about exercising as a healthy routine, because exercise increases your happy hormones, it reduces your stress hormone, it increases your fitness level, which in turn helps your circulation and breathing. But what also has been proven that people who exercise more are less likely to suffer from insomnia. And this is a combination of physical as well as emotional well-being. And we know that as much as sleep is a physical aspect, it has also been related to your mood, emotional, and mental well-being. So exercise is probably one of the easiest ways to improve your physical as well as mental aspects.
When
we're talking about exercise, you don't have to do extreme sports or you don't have to spend like 3 hours in the gym.
Yeah.
10,000 steps a day, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bare minimum. If you can clock in 10,000 steps a day, I think you are off to a really good start.
I remember the first time I took a Muay Thai class, so I was attacking the bag as if I was an assassin. I was going all out because, you know, I like putting 100% of myself in anything that I do. And my instructor, who is this elderly man from Thailand, and you know, he's a master Muay Thai expert, he came to me and he said, it's just a little exercise. It's just a little stretching during the day, you know. He looks so concerned. Like, you don't have to go all assassin on the sleep bag, on the bag, Michelle. So now I think of exercise as just like PE in school. You know how I used to enjoy PE? And I think it's just a little stretching, Michelle, you know.
And stretching, again, something that sounds so trivial and simple, but by stretching, you're actually improving your posture as well. You're improving. You're suddenly supplying yourself, your body, your system with more oxygen. Just think about it.
Yeah.
If you cut off 30% of your oxygen supply, obviously it will impact negatively your health because you're yourself.
You've given us some great tips, but I want to go back to the basics. So you say 40% of adults in Australia experience some form of inadequate sleep. Do we have a benchmark idea of how much we should be sleeping, or does that vary? Some say 8 hours. Some people I know like to boast that they get by on four.
I think that has a lot to do with the quality of sleep rather than the quantity of sleep. I think sleeping, from my experience and from the conversation that I have with people around me, it's very much like drinking water. Some people say that you have to drink 10 to 12 glasses a day. But there is no, in my opinion, it's not a cookie cutter situation. Some people, like you say, they thrive on just 4 to 5 hours a day sleep, and they're fine. But what we might not know is that their sleep quality probably is higher than other people. Some people can sleep for 10 hours and they wake up tired. This is something that has a lot to do with the quality of your sleep. If you're snoring throughout the night, it means that you're not breathing properly and you're waking up tired. So I am probably one of the strongest proponents of encouraging people to pay more attention to their sleep. If your partner or your wife, your husband has been complaining about your snoring, go and see your doctor, because it may not just be a nuisance to your partner, it may actually a telltale sign of an underlying health condition.
Like what?
May be serious.
Like what?
Insomnia. Some people are also having issues with their brain function. This is not to scare people, but there is numerous cases where people who are snoring very, very loudly or not breathing properly when they are sleeping, they have some sort of tumor pressing part of their brain. So something that is very, very simple, which is just snoring or sleeping problem, can be our body's way to tell us that maybe there is something wrong with, or there's something more serious in our body.
Interesting. Lots of young people in the studio, and they want to know, can you pay back your sleep debts? Can you compensate for today's lack of sleep by sleeping in tomorrow? What do you say?
Unfortunately, it doesn't work like that, because when you are depriving your brain from sleeping, it is basically like putting your brain on overwork and making some kind of oxidative damage and injury to the brain cells. You can't recover that by sleeping 10 hours the next day. Unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. the same way that you can't eat really, really badly and say that, oh, on Monday I will start my diet. We all wish that it worked like that. Unfortunately, when it comes to health and well-being, it is less about the intensity of what we are doing, more about the routine and regularity of what we are doing. I think it is better, like exercise, it is better to do a little exercise every day than do a really high-intensity exercise only once a month.
And what do you think of supplements? Melatonin seems to help me before I sleep if I take a couple of melatonin.
Melatonin is probably one of the most natural approach of when it comes to supplements to help yourself to have a good sleep, good night sleep. And that's because melatonin is a natural occurring hormone in our brain that signal our brain to go to bed. In healthy individuals, we shouldn't have to supplement or supply our brain with external source of melatonin. This is why I'm talking that about our circadian cycle. Our brain should be able to signal our body to produce this hormone naturally. But if you can't, or if you have a really busy life, or if you just want to fix it and then try slowly to improve your routine, melatonin is a good supplement to have to help you fall asleep. The other thing that's also really good is saffron extract. Saffron extract works a little bit differently to melatonin. The saffron extract helps our system to have a better approach to managing our stress level, managing our anxiety level while we're awake. And when the time comes for us to go to bed, our body responds really well to the hormone that signals that it is time to settle down and rest.
I had no idea that saffron had that impact on our body. Well, thank you so much for these great tips. We all want to invest in better sleep, Dr. Vince. You've really helped us. Have a great day ahead.
Thank you.
As always, Dr. Vincent Chandrawinada, great fun to speak with. He's the founder of Renovatio Bioscience. And today we were looking at some ideas that you can implement. Singapore, the third most sleep-deprived of 43 cities in a report published recently. What can you do for better sleep? Invest in yourself today.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.